Hello, everyone, and welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm your TechNet Radio host today. Now, as it should be, managing data and services requires us to keep security of our company data top of mind at all times, of course. And with more options for cloud-based infrastructure, all the benefits it provides, we can't just assume that security is entirely the responsibility of our cloud provider, our chosen partner. Our own configuration choices, mixed with the potential sprawl of all those components we're managing, web applications, virtual machines, virtual networks, database servers, they not only need to be individually secured, but also secured as a properly configured service. Now, it's hard to know sometimes whether or not you got it all set up properly. Maybe you missed some important detail. How do I find out where that detail is? Well, thankfully, if you have Microsoft Azure as your chosen partner for your cloud-based infrastructure, we have a good set of powerful tools now and some solutions that are going to make this job a little bit easier for you. And it's in the form of something called the Azure Security Center. Now, to tell us more about it today, I'm thrilled to have Tom Schinder and Yuri Diogenes with us again today. Welcome back to the program, Tom and Yuri.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, great Kevin.
Great to see you again. Now, to kick things off, why don't we just let each of you kind of one after the other tell a little bit about yourself, what you do at Microsoft, what your current role is.
Yuri, why don't you get started? Youth before beauty, right?
All right. So I'm a senior content developer at the CSI Enterprise Mobility Team. Recently, my team started partnering with the Azure Security Team for content development. And now I'm on board the Azure Security Center, producing documents and content for them. I've been at Microsoft for 10 years, been through different teams, and glad to be here.
All right, and Tom?
All right, so I'm Tom Schinder. I'm a program manager in the Azure Security Engineering Team, and I'm responsible for, I don't know what the right term is, customer experience maybe, responsible for getting content out there to our customers so they understand what Azure has to offer in terms of security, work with the community, create community, keep the community engaged, and pretty much just try to have everybody have a good time with Azure security.
A good time with security. That's right. That's a great concept. I like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't have to be boring.
Doesn't have to be boring, no. And certainly, given the right tools and the right tool set and the right empowerment, I guess we could call it, it can be a lot easier, therefore making it a little bit more enjoyable. So let's talk about this. What is the Azure Security Center?
So nowadays, if you have resources on Azure, how do you manage those resources from the security standpoint, right? You basically will have to have your own solution to validate if the virtual machines that you have are up to date, if there are any security breach. So the Azure Security Center comes to fulfill this gap and be responsible for monitoring, detect, and make recommendations around security for your Azure resources. So we will actively monitor the resources that you have in Azure, and we'll provide secure recommendations that you can follow through and easily apply those recommendations. So it's a very interesting, powerful platform that uses our trusted cloud mechanisms such as machine learn and telemetry to find out if there is any threat on your environment and rapidly respond to that threat by warning that something has happened and you should take some actions.
Wow. So it sounds to me like there's two parts to that. One would be kind of almost like a best practices analyzer. I mean, it seems like it's looking at your configuration and giving you recommendations on what you've done or what you should do better. That's one thing. And then the other aspect was actual live monitoring and alerts based on what it sees, machine learning and so on. So that's amazing.
Threat detection is a big part of Azure Security Center, and it adds a lot of value because it uses our entire security ecosystem to come up with that rationale that will give you the right recommendation based on potential threats that your infrastructure is having at that time.
Wow. So who in an organization should be looking at this as a solution? What's the target audience for this tool?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, we're kind of in a time of transition from traditional IT where we had our on-premises IT organization and it was very hierarchical and they would say what you can do, when you can do it, and how you can do it, right? Now we're moving towards an age of DevOps, and I say we're moving towards it. Not everybody's there. Some people are further ahead than others. Some haven't even started, but you know, we want to plan this so that we have some security to offer to everybody. So Azure Security Center is good for traditional IT shops that have dedicated security organizations, all the way to devs that don't have a whole lot of security background. Maybe they have application security background, but you know, they still have to deal with infrastructure, right? There's still compute, storage, and networking. And while they don't have to deal with it so much when we have platform as a service, there are still those components that need to be secured. And that's the great thing about Azure Security Center. What we'll do is we'll scan your deployments, we'll look at how you've deployed them, and then we have our expert in a box, so to speak, where we'll make recommendations that a dev or somebody that doesn't have a lot of security background, they can go implement right from within the console. And if they can't implement the recommendations from the console, we'll point them to very targeted documentation where they can just follow the steps and make it happen.
Excellent. So it sounds like, because I think a lot of people are mostly concerned about not what they know, but what they don't know, they don't know. So they're having a tool like that that can actually do a little bit of educating at the same time. And even for the people that don't necessarily have that security background, that sounds great.
Exactly. It says unknown unknowns that'll get you every time.
For sure. Are there specific threats that it protects me from, or is it more generalized? How does that work?
Well, Azure Security Center basically is divided in three major aspects: is prevention, detection, and response. And it will detect threats against your VMs. For example, if you have one of the very common scenarios that we have today with VMs running on Azure is that they are usually open for RDP from outside, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the threats that we'll detect and we'll warning about it is regarding RDP brute force attack. Sometimes you don't even know you are having this problem. So with the Azure Security Center, we'll give you a security alert and we'll say, hey, you are receiving a target attack coming from this particular IP and is trying to do this and that, and here are some recommendations you should do, right? One of the things that people get a little confused is it going to take an action based on a threat? No, it will not take an automatic action. The idea is to warn you about it. So you as the administrator, you should come to the dashboard and look to those alerts and take actions based on those recommendations.
Very good. Now, we've been talking a little bit more recently on this Microsoft's assumption of a breach, the assume breach approach to security. How does Azure Security Center fit into that?
Well, that's a great question because, you know, as security specialists, we've always, for the most part, devoted most of our resources into preventing breach, right? Anti-malware, antivirus, you know, get those registry settings and our network segmented. All with the idea that if we do all this stuff, bad things won't happen. Well, we've got 20, 30 years of experience, and guess what? Bad things happened when we did that. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't try to prevent breach, and you should continue to do those things because we're trying to get bumps in the road and slow the bad guys down. But we know just by picking up the newspaper, newspaper. By going on the web and reading the news, we know that bad things are going to happen. Okay, so we want to prepare for that. And that's why Microsoft is evolving towards a assume breach. Now, that doesn't mean we need to assume that we're breached right now, but we need to make the assumption that if we're not breached now, we will be. And what do we need to know so that we know that we've been breached? With the goal of limiting and preventing expansion of that breach. And that's where Azure Security Center comes in because it does a lot of analytics based on behavior of your virtual machines, either IaaS or PaaS virtual machines, and also networking activity. And it does a lot of, Yuri mentioned machine learning. So we do a lot of correlations between the activity that happens on the network, that's coming into the VMs, that's leaving the VMs, and also patterns within the VMs like processor utilization and maybe some processes that are new or interesting things that happen in the event logs. We correlate this and we look at other customers, and we look at other threat information we get from our partners. Mm-hmm. And if these indicate what they call IOCs, if we see indicators of compromise, we let you know so that you can take action and try to limit the extent of a breach.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So a lot of good information coming from various sources, the engine detecting and recording and remembering what, you know, the typical behavior of a particular application or service is, information coming from outside partners and vendors and people that know the security landscape worldwide. And we're acting on that, watching for those sorts of things as they come up. It sounds like we've got a lot of great information coming in, and I don't know of anybody else but Microsoft that could actually pull that off on a global scale. So that's really, really impressive.
Exactly.
So now, I'd love to see it. Do you have something you can show us at this point?
Oh, sure. We actually, right now, it's in public preview. It's available for all customers that are using Azure. They have a valid Azure subscriptions. They are able to use right now. Maybe some of them do not even know that it is available for them. So I think this demonstration will help them to realize that. All right. So this is the portal, Microsoft Azure portal. If you go to browse here and you type security, you're gonna see the Security Center right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you click on that, and then you're gonna have the Security Center dashboard. Now on this dashboard, it's divided in two major sections, right? The prevention section and detection section, which is something that I was talking about before. On the prevention section, you have the resource secure health, which gives you a clear view of your resources. There is one more here, which is application, in case I do have applications as on my workload. And you can click on each one of those resources, and on the right blade, you're gonna have recommendations. Now, this right blade is also divided in three major sections. The first one is onboarding steps, because what happened is, in order for those virtual machines to get monitored, you have to enable data collection on that VM, right? And right now, for example, this VM is alerting me that this VM doesn't have data collection enabled right now. It's stopped, but it will install the necessary components. And under, we have the virtual machine recommendation, which gives me a very interesting view of which machines do not have anti-malware installed. And the good thing is I can install right here, right? I can select the virtual machine and I can just go ahead and install there. And when I'm installing, I can even select the vendor of the anti-malware solution. And this list will, with time, probably will grow. We're gonna have more vendors on this marketplace here. So easily you can identify which VMs are missing anti-malware, which VMs are missing scan data. You also have baseline rules mismatch, which gives me an idea of which VM does not have some of the best practice that we were talking about before. For example, these secure audits are not enabled on this database server, for example. The password is not does not have the complexity requirements enabled, and things like that. So it gives you some recommendations regarding each one of those baselines. And if you click on the baselines to better understand what that means, it gives you the CCE number, the description, the vulnerability, the impact. And that's why it's categorized as critical, because each one of those recommendations, they have a category. If it is critical, if it is medium, or if it is not so critical, right? Same thing for missing updates. This database server, for example, is missing this update here for SQL. Okay. Now, one thing that is important to mention is that here I cannot enforce the installation of the update. I only tell me which update is missing, and then I'm gonna go through the my update management process that I have using WSUS or whatever it is to push this update to that VM. Right. Tom, feel free to edit anything you want to say at this point.
So you're talking about baseline security policy.
Yes.
Maybe we could take a look at that.
Okay. So let me close this out. Oh, there is something new here also, that missing disk encryption. We also detect which VMs does not have disk encryption, which is a feature that we have also in Azure, and it suggests you how to perform the disk encryption. And let me just finish this view here real quick. Around the bottom, you have a comprehensive list of the VMs and a graph that shows the major problems, or if they are okay, that we're going to show up green. Regarding onboarding and system updates and malware baseline and disk encryption. It's also a different view that can help you to clearly, rapidly identify what you need to address. Now, Don was talking about secure policy, because what happened is the first step, even before you start monitoring, because when you say, okay, I really want to use Azure Secure Center. I didn't know about this. I want to use. So what's the first step? Well, the first step is you need to ensure that you have the secure policy enabled. So when you click secure policy, you have your subscriptions on the right, and you select the subscription that you want to enable Azure Secure Center. And the opt-in process basically is you click on for data collection. And when you click on for data collection, what's going to happen at that point is you are opt-in to use Azure Secure Center. Next step is you select which storage you're going to use. And you can select many storage. You can select the storage that are close to your VMs, or you can select in a different geolocation. And these storage are going to be used to log data that's going to be used only for you. The recommendations are basically the secure policy that Tom was talking about. So ideally, when you are opt-in, you should enable all policies, because if you have a environment for a lot of VMs, not necessarily you know what's running on each VM. So maybe there is a SQL running, or there is an application server running in one of the VMs, and you just do not know. So ideally, you're going to enable all secure policies, all of them will be on. And with time, as you start reviewing the recommendations, you can come back here and disable the ones that are not relevant for your environment. So once you finish...
Quick question on that. Is enabling or disabling certain policies having any impact on the pricing, or is it simply just a matter of ruling out or maybe limiting the amount of noise that may be coming through?
For this public preview, these are the policies, and these are all part of the same bundle, right?
Okay. I mean,
there is no difference in enable just one or some. Okay. I'm not sure if it will be the same way for GA, but at least for public preview, this is how it is.
Okay, so it's basically a matter of I don't care about these particular items to come through all the time. I just want to limit the amount of information.
Yeah, for example, you don't have a SQL workload, so... Yeah. You don't need the SQL auditing and SQL transparent data encryption policies enabled, you know, because they will try to find things that you just don't have in your environment.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. Close this out, and we go back to the main view. And another one that is important, because we saw the virtual machines and all that, there's another one important to mention is the recommendations. It gives you a list, entire list of recommendations. And then you can say, well, isn't this the same thing? Well, yes, but here you see per recommendations, right? I mean, if you want to address recommendations rather than going through categories of virtual machine, network, SQL, then you can just come over here and say, okay, what should I need to do with this recommendation and who is affected by this recommendation? Oh, there is a subnet that is affected by this recommendation, so I should do something here, right? So you can go through this view also if you want to work all the way from resolving all recommendations. Because what happens is when we opt in, if you wait, you have to wait some time in order to the data collection take place and Azure Security Center can start looking at the information. And then when you come back here, one way to proceed is, okay, let me look at the recommendations, the overall recommendation, and see what is critical, what should I address first, okay? So that's a very easy way to address in particular recommendations. For example, this ACL endpoint, there are 41 endpoints affected by this, right? Mm-hmm. So you might say, well, I'm not gonna fix all those endpoints right now, but I'm gonna fix some of them. So it's up really to you on how you're gonna address each one of those recommendations. The job here is to emphasize that there are issues on your environment and you should address, okay?
Jerry, you should show them the quick start, because for people that are interested in this and like to, you know, get on board really quick, the quick start gives them a lot of good places to start and a sequence of actions they can take.
Yes, that's a good point, Tom, because the quick start here is a very comprehensive way for you to say, okay, what are the major things that I should look at? And then you have the configure security policy, the complete recommendations. It's almost like a checklist, right? Mm-hmm. What should I do now? Oh, I'm going to look at the security policy, and then you keep going on and on. And the good thing is that it goes directly to the recommendation, I mean, to the documentation's website. Coincidentally, this one, it was written by me with a revision of Tom. Tom is the main contact, and he always look at all articles that we are publishing. So the quick start helps you to go through this checklist of what should I do first, next, and goes on. The other part of the Azure Security Center is very interesting, and this one I really like because it's more reactive. You can even incorporate this on your incident response, because you can identify if something is happening, right? The detection section. So for example, here I can see that on this day, there were some attempt to connect to one of my VMs. Okay, let me use this one on the third person. Okay, some RDP connections were initiated against those three machines. And okay, how bad is that? So I can click on each one of those machines and say, okay, it was tried from this guy. Okay. And it was several remote desktop login attempts. So it sounds like, based on that behavior, it sounds like a brute force attack against that machine. So there are some remediation steps that it suggests me to do on the bottom of the page here, okay? And here the total amount of failed login is done in some, whoever tried 20 times.
Yeah.
And really fast, because it was less than a minute.
Yeah, wow. Less than a minute. So definitely it was a bot or some sort of hacking tool that was automating that process of trying to RDP to that box. So this is a very important part of Azure Security Center, is the capability of showing threats that are taking place at that moment on your environment, something that you probably wouldn't know if you don't have this.
Right. Another quick example of network activity, because we will look at network activity to and from your resources. And say, for example, maybe you got compromised by a bot. Well, if we see that that bot is communicating to a botnet controller, and we have feeds that let us know known botnet controller IP addresses, and we see that one of your VMs is trying to communicate with it, we will alert you to that fact so you can see if indeed you were compromised by a bot. In the same vein, if it looks like, you know, suspicious IP addresses are trying to initiate connections to your machines because they've been identified as dangerous because they were part of a botnet or something, we'll let you know that too. Mm-hmm. So those are just another couple examples of the network-based detections we can provide you.
Well, that's really great. Thanks for that demo. It's impressive stuff, and I'm amazed at the amount of information we can get, not only from our own configurations and those best practices, but also the detection, the machine learning, the pieces that can alert you when there's things that are amiss, and those are all really, really impressive. So I'm curious what this is going to cost. I can't imagine this is going to be a free service, but I'm wondering what the final cost is going to be once it's released.
Well, let's start with the good news. Right now in preview, it is free, 100% free. So that's a good reason to check it out right now. Now, in the future, there may be some costs involved that are related to the service. We really haven't really shaken that out yet. But when we do, we'll let you know. In general, there's cost for storage because when you provision VMs to work with the agent for Azure Security Center, you're going to need to store that information somewhere, and you'll need to configure that, and there'll be a very nominal storage fee that's consistent with the prevailing storage rates. There may be some costs related to egress traffic if you want to export your log data to a SIEM in the future. Again, those are, you know, very nominal costs as well. What they are, we don't know yet, but we'll definitely document that and let everybody know when the time comes.
All right, very good. Well, definitely recommend that everybody try this out. If it doesn't cost anything more, then maybe a little additional storage to start kicking the tires here, start understanding what it could do for you. Really good time to do that. So in that light, why don't you point our viewers to where they can find more information? How do they get started, and any other good resources that you may have for them?
Well, probably the best place to start right now, if you want to learn more, is to go to azure.com and then click the documentation link, and it'll take you down to security and management. Click that and you're going to see Azure Security Center. Another great place to go to is the Azure Security Team blog. And you can search for Azure Security Team blog, or you can use www.azuresecurity.org. Do we still say www?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's azuresecurity.org if you want to do the short one.
Awesome. Great. Tom and Yuri, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys, and I'm always impressed by what you've accomplished over the period of time since the last time we talked. This is really, really great stuff. So, again, thank you so much for your time today.
No, you bet. Thank you for having us.
All right. And we'll see you all again soon on TechNet Radio.